USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 120 million Americans are under winter storm warnings, watches, or advisories as a big coast-to-coast winter storm brings snow, ice, and freezing temperatures to much of the United States. The storm has caused hundreds of flights to be canceled, and thousands have lost power from the Pacific Northwest to the Mid-Atlantic. President Biden approved an emergency declaration Sunday for all of Texas's 254 counties. President Trump praised his supporters for standing by his side. The president thanked his defense team and GOP lawyers for helping him preserve the rule of law and America's constitutional rights. Trump was acquitted over the weekend in his impeachment trial. New York City police have arrested a suspect in connection with four stabbing attacks on the city's A-train subway system that left two people dead since Friday. Rigoberto Lopez has been charged. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says 500 additional officers were being deployed to the city's transit system to make sure people feel safe. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that President Trump has been acquitted again under impeachment proceedings, what's the fallout? USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Senator Graham tells Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has hurt the party in the 2022 elections by blasting former President Donald Trump, saying it would be used against them in campaign ads. The Senate acquitted Trump of inciting the riot at the U.S. Capitol, falling 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority.
The process they used to impeach this president was an affront to rule of law. He's the first president to ever be impeached without a lawyer, without a witness, without ability to confront those against him, and the trial record was a complete joke. Hearsay upon hearsay, and we've opened Pandora's box to future presidents.
McConnell said Trump's, quote, crescendo of conspiracy theories caused the insurrection, but he voted to acquit because the Constitution does not permit the Senate to punish someone no longer in office. Seven Republicans found Trump guilty. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As cold weather blankets much of the United States, the extra demand on power could have consequences. USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
It's not only cold now, but it's going to get colder for the next several days. One of the hardest hit states is Texas, where Andrew Barlow is with the Public Utility Commission.
When that happens, by nature, people are going to get indoors and they're going to turn up the heat. And if they have electric heat, if they want to turn on a lot of lights in the house, maybe might have the kids watching a TV show in one room and they're watching one in the other, the electricity demand can really jump.
Barlow also tells us one source of power, the wind turbines in West Texas, are iced up. Residential customers are being told to reduce their thermostats to 68 degrees or lower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A wreck on the last lap changed the outcome of the Daytona 500.
The first race of the 2021 NASCAR season was plagued by a rain delay that lasted more than 5 hours and bookended my two large crashes. The Daytona 500 was only 15 laps old when a 16-car wreck brought out the yellow flag minutes before lightning brought out the red. Racing finally resumed around 9 o'clock Sunday night. On the final lap, teammates Brad Keselowski and Joey Logano collided, causing a train reaction crash behind them. Michael McDowell was able to avoid the wreck and slide to the front to collect his first career NASCAR Cup Series victory. Chase Elliott finished second, Austin Dillon third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Denny Hamlin, who won the race's first two stages, came in fifth. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.